Blog Talk Radio.
So the Most High is going to stop the flowing of the people going into that country. Read.
Jeremiah chapter 51, the end of verse 44. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Verse 45. My people, go ye out of the midst.
Hold up, read that again.
My people, go ye out of the midst.
I think within this chapter, he said, please get out of around 3-4 times. Right? Read.
My people, go ye out of the midst of us, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High Ahiah. And let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come one year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. And
wars and rumors of wars. You hearing about it, and because it's not happening, you think it's not going to happen. Read.
Verse 46. End of verse 46. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon. And her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoiler shall come up unto her from the north, saith the Most High Ahiah. As Babylon hath called the slain of Israel to fall, so as Babylon shall call the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still, remember the Most High Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind.
Listen to this clear. Ye that have escaped the sword, that means you escape the destruction that coming to Babylon. Go away and stand not still. So when you leave, remember the power or the God Ahiah afar off. And let Jerusalem come into your mind. That looking forward, not looking back. Now let Jerusalem come into your mind. She's finished. Right? Read.
Verse 51. We are confounded, because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuary of the Lord's house.
Strangers have destroyed us. Strangers have destroyed our sanctuary, our belief. They destroyed our understanding, so that we cannot connect to our God. They've given us their gods. Baal, Baal, Satan, the dragon, Moloch. These are the gods we've been worshiping ignorantly. Jesus. Zeus. Okay, we ain't know nobody named Jesus. Total madness. And then when we wake up and understand these things, we say, well, hold up. I'm a stranger here. You dragged me here. And the Most High starts reviving us. They be like, okay, we have one who's the extremist. You're a terrorist. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High Ahiah, that I will do judgment upon her graven images.
I'm going to destroy all your images and your idols. And man, if you look at, if you even look at Washington, D.C., it's idol after idol. Monuments of idols. Obelisks, which is man's personal member. That's what an obelisk is. What's that, the Washington Monument? Idols every place. Five-pointed stars every place. But what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're teaching you? Paul asked, so what if some did not believe? Shall your unbelief make the faith of God without effect? You mean the Most High is going to stop his whole program because you don't believe them? No, you're dead. That's what you are. Okay, his program was before us. And it will be well after us. And that's for the people that's walking out there. And there's wars all the time. There have always been these situations. Every few years it just happens. Nothing is going to change. That's a dead man.
Shabbat Shalom, Rakatham, Wakawada, peaceful Sabbath. Bless you all, and thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Friday Night Sabbath, coming out of Babylon here for the Gathering of Christ Church, where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Lamar Karab. It is August 5th, 2022, 7:24 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I pray you brothers and sisters out there are doing well this evening, that you've had a blessed week. Glad to be here tonight. Definitely a blessing. So much going on right now. But nonetheless, want to give all praises to the Most High. His name in the Hebrew is Ahaya, his son, who the world calls Jesus Christ, is Yeshaya in the Hebrew, and the Holy Spirit, which is the Ruach in the Hebrew. All right. And want to give all praises and honor, glory to the Godhead, blessing us to see another weekly Sabbath, which starts Friday night at sundown and lasts until Saturday night, sundown, seventh day of the week, holy day every week. And it's always a blessing to make it to another one, to be able to connect with the Spirit on high and see what, you know, revelation or edification or information comes and we can, you know, connect with during this window of connectivity and linking into that frequency from the heavens, okay, with all the distortion and the frequencies that are around us, with the God of this world, the Prince of the Power of the Air, who has his frequencies and trying to cause distortion between our connection with the heavens. So definitely looking forward to what comes out tonight, the information that comes out. It's a blessing also to be here. You all have no idea how hard it is sometimes to be here for a broadcast, and it's not always easy. And so definitely thankful for being here throughout all the challenges. I'm sure you all every week, every day have your challenges you're trying to get through. So, it's good to see you all and glad you all are here. Now, someone says that there is a lot of buffering. Okay, I'm gonna go over that so that you can try to fix it. There's different things you can do on your end to try to fix the buffering. Okay, because I don't see it buffering here on my end. All right. So, if you are having any issues, someone says they can't hear, they have no sound. But everyone else is saying it's clear. So check your settings if you can't hear. But let me get with the buffering. Let me move my phone out the way. That could be causing some static. The frequencies, again, let me move it away from my earbuds here. So hopefully that sound is gone now that I moved my phone. Okay. But if you're having any buffering issues, then what you can do is when you look on this video, you should have a gear for settings in the lower right corner, at least on the computer. It might be different on the phone, but on the computer in the lower right corner, you have a settings option. Okay, if you click on that settings option, it gives you an option for quality, probably set to auto. If you change that quality, you can lower it all the way down to 160p is the lowest setting. Now, it's not going to be the best video, but if you're having issues with buffering or, you know, just having a hard time hearing or things like that, try dropping it down to 160 if that works. And it's, you know, bad quality, go up to 360 and try to find the number that works best for you. Okay. For those that have buffering issues. Also, there are two different ways you can listen to this. You can listen to this through a browser. So Safari, Google Chrome, Firefox, anything like that. If a browser, you can put the address in the address bar, twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest. And you can watch it through a browser. Okay. You can also download the app. So if you go to the App Store, whether you have an Apple iPhone or Android phone, go to your store, download the Twitch app, try the app. Okay, different things you can try. If you're using cellular phone internet service, 4G or 5G, You might need to switch over to Wi-Fi, okay, in your house. Wi-Fi is probably going to be the best connection other than a landline connection, a wired connection going straight to your device. So some people are saying everything is perfect. Sound is perfect. Audio is perfect. Some people are saying there's a white noise. I don't know. If it's just one person that's saying that, then it's probably on your end. And you might want to check on your end, your device. Okay. I would say from about 90, 95% of the people is, my laptop is making a, my laptop fan is going right now. I got a lot of Windows and apps up, so my computer is working. Okay. So we're here working. So the fan is running. So you might hear a fan sound. But nonetheless, let us get the title for tonight's broadcast before we get the announcements for tonight. The title we have is Identity in a Digital World, a New Chapter in the Social Contract. Identity in a Digital World, a New Chapter in the Social Contract. And of course, some of that terminology may be familiar to you. Maybe some of it's not. Maybe all of it's not. But don't worry. We're going to actually go through and bring forth the information tonight to edify, hopefully through the Holy Spirit, what all this means and more. Okay. Just wanted to get that title real quick for you all. And now let's go into some announcements. Of course, we are streaming live on twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest. Let everyone know. Share it through your social media, text message, however you can. Share it. Let everyone know where we are so that those who are looking for the stream, or maybe those who aren't looking, that you can share it with and let them know. We are going in tonight on some information when it comes to connecting dots in our reality with Bible prophecy, okay? And so that's how you can listen through. If you want to watch us, it's a visual presentation tonight with the videos and the articles and everything that we're going to bring up and show, the images all on the screen. So you can, your phone, your TV, your computer, you can watch and listen. Okay. Now, if you just want to listen to your phone and you just want to hear what's being said, you can also call into Blog Talk. We are simulcasting through Blog Talk, and the guest caller number for Blog Talk is 515-605-9327. Again, 515-605-9327. And if you have a comment or question, press 1. I will be checking the calls periodically throughout the broadcast tonight so that those who would like to speak, I can bring you in and let you chime in on whatever it is you would like to discuss. Make sure if you're going to call in, you have to call in within the next 2 hours. So by 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, the call lines will cut off and you will not be able to call in. Okay, and a lot of people hit me up afterwards and be like, how can I call in? Or it's not letting me call in. After 9 p.m., you can't call in. The call line's cut off. Okay, but I will check periodically to see if we have anybody who would like to come on and speak. This particular stream, 14 days will be on the Twitch server. And after that, it will be uploaded to Odyssey, as well as all the references, videos, articles, links, all those things will be uploaded to our Odyssey account, GOCC Southwest on Odyssey. Okay, you can find the Odyssey link here on Twitch under the About section, also on our YouTube channel, GOCC Southwest. You can find the Odyssey link there as well. Okay, so that is it for our announcements for this broadcast. We also have the upcoming Hebrew and Bible Academy. So for those of you who would like to join the Hebrew Academy, it starts within the next couple of weeks, next few weeks. So you're going to want to go ahead and start inquiring now to get enrolled. You can go to historytimes.org, historytimes.org. You can go there, find out more information on everything Academy related. New lessons coming out, how do I get enrolled, all that's there on historytimes.org. Okay, so make sure you go there if you're wanting to get in. And if you are contemplating whether or not you want to do it, time is running out to get the information. So you better get this information while you can, because once they shut everything down and you have no longer have access to these streams or to even us, excuse me, even us as leaders to be before you to show you and teach you these things, then you probably might regret that you weren't, you know, making more use of being involved and being in class, okay? So that's for the Academy. We also have our YouTube, our main YouTube channel, A Gathering 144 for the Gathering of Christ Church, A Gathering 144 on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe there. We have our backup channel, GOCCNYC. Make sure you subscribe there. And we also have GOCC Media. Make sure you subscribe there. Okay, we're definitely bringing you content on all those particular channels. And GOTC Media will have a lot of a different type of vibe of different content that's going to be put on there as far as interviews and some discourse and maybe some street preaching and things like that, music, all different kind of things on GOTC Media on the days that we typically maybe aren't streaming. So make sure you go there, get subscribed, and that way you can stay connected. Also, the church website is gatheringofchrist.org, gatheringofchrist.org, where you can go there. We have the GOCC network, where we have all of our independent small business owners, the entrepreneurs, their products and services that you can go support them, maybe things you're looking for that you can actually use that would be very beneficial to you. We have the Hebrew calendar there. You can get that. So many different things, resources for books we go into, all those things there on the church website. So if you're, you know, looking for stuff, you have no shortage of staying on board, because there's a plethora of information out there, a plethora of content with all of our channels and broadcasts and websites to where it's extremely abundant, okay? Other than that, I believe that is it for the church announcements. And before we go into the information for tonight and tonight's topic, I want to ask you all, how many of you all know about the Night of Praise, a Bayan Gabbar tribute that California is putting on this month with over 20 artists from 8 different GOCC bodies? How many of you all know about that Night of Praise there in California? Somebody says they're going. Okay. All praises, all praises. Someone says they know. Someone says they wish they could go. Someone says they're going. Okay. So a lot of people feel like they've heard about it and they know about it. So I wanted to definitely come on and announce that tonight we have, you know, 8 different churches that are actually a part of this Night of Praise. We have Virginia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Cincinnati, Houston, Dallas, Nevada, Southern California, where the artists are performing at the Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside, California. One of the largest concerts we have ever had in the Hebrew community. You don't want to miss this special event. So let me go ahead and show you all this 1-minute promo here for the event. All right, let me go ahead and pull this up. 1-minute promo so you all can see the Night of Praise concert, a Bayan Gabbar tribute. All right, so, and you know, as you can see, I have my the highest royalty tee on. It's a some clothing that has actually a part of the highest table business that Sister Ibada, and of course the recently passing of our sister Bayan Gabara, may the Most High rest her soul. But this is a tribute for her. I'm going to go over some information here on how you can attend, but not only how you can attend, but also something special that we're actually teaming up with the highest table on when it comes to this concert. Okay, so let me get it here. Let me just read some of this information here. It says, this concert was inspired by Sister Bayan Gabara. Over 7 years ago, she became a member of GOCC Los Angeles body. Her mission was to wake people up through her music, just like all the artists performing at this concert. You can get Bayan's album called Ahaya's Royalty, which was her first album and music video produced by IM Media Video Productions. Her music is on all platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube Music, Amazon, Soundtrack by Twitch, Pandora, Deezer, Tidal, iHeartRadio, Claro Musica, I think it's Savin or Savin, Boomplay, Aangami, KKBox, NetEase, Tencent, Kobooz, Triller, Jux, Quack Media, Yandex Music, and MediaNet. Now, here's a special thing that you brothers and sisters need to pay very close attention to with this. Okay, a highest table Incorporated is giving away two VIP tickets to attend the Night of Praise concert with a VIP experience upgrade when you subscribe to their website. And I'm going to give you all the link here. Let me get it. One moment. There's a free ticket giveaway to two very blessed individuals. And the website where you can register . All right, I got it here on my screen, pull it up, is this website here. Let me put it in the chat. One second. Highesttable.com. All right, so if you go to this website, I'm putting it in the chat now. And I will also put this in the description boxes of both Odyssey and YouTube for those that need the links, okay? But if you come to this website and you subscribe, okay, if you subscribe, you can enter this contest for opportunity to win a VIP ticket, giving away two tickets to two separate individuals. And I'm going to read to you what also you're going to get as well as these two tickets. Okay. But before I do, you also can buy your tickets, and I'm going to give you all this. This address as well, riversidelive.com, riversidelive.com is where you can purchase your tickets if you want to go. Let me give you all this link here. Okay. And if you look, once you come to this website and you scroll down, you see halfway down the page, you see here a Night of Praise by Bayan Gabara tribute. If you click here on the picture, it gives you information here as far as what all is going to be going on at this event. Let me see if I can make this a little bigger. So it says doors open at 3 p.m., show at 5 p.m. Lineup, Inanna Praise, Bayan Gabbar Tribute, Psaltery, Soul Praise Team, TTK, all support acts are subject to change without notice. Now it says here it must be 10 years of age or older, but you can actually, there's no age limit. Okay, children 2 and under will sit on their parents' laps. If they're older than 2, meaning if they're 3 and above, they must purchase a ticket for you. But it says here, accessible seating tickets are for fans with accessible needs and their companions only. The purchase or use of accessible seating locations by non-disabled individuals is strictly prohibited and may result in ejection or forfeiture of the ticket price. Okay, based on the latest local guidelines, attendees are no longer required to provide proof of negative COVID-19 tests and or vaccination for entry into this event. However, the California Department of Health strongly recommends that all attendees are fully vaccinated or obtain a negative COVID-19 test prior to attending the event. Now, of course, that's the California Department of Health, okay? That's what they recommend, but we know we're not dealing with none of that, okay? Entry requirements subject to change. And then as you can click here for more information, goes into only the following bags are allowed, these particular bags. So it gives you all the details. Here you can click on find tickets. If you do that, it takes you to the, it takes you here where you can actually choose where you want to sit. And then the tickets are here on the side, depending on where you're at, it's going to depend on the price of the ticket. Okay. So now when it comes to the giveaway, what's included in the giveaway with VIP experience? Okay. What's included? Included, you have one premium seating. So here, in the seating, where was it? Pull it up. You're going to get premium seats. Here's the stage. Okay, you're going to be sitting premium, all right, here in this setup. You're also going to get the ultimate view, fast lane, no waiting in line to enter the concert, private lounge with a free drink pass, access the backstage, take a photo with your favorite artist in the private lounge, a swag bag with surprise items, Bayan Gabbar, a highest royalty album, so you're going to get her album, and for those who know Rawafia, and the sister Rawafia, which is her niece, and the GOCC Dallas body, she'll be performing the songs off that album at the concert, Ahaya's royalty t-shirts, okay, so I don't know if they have new t-shirts, but this is one t-shirt that I got from them. Also, there's a game, let me pull up the game here, 12 Gates game, called 12 Gates, so you'll get this game. Also, with the contest, if you win, you'll also get a Night of Praise t-shirt, a $25 gift card. So all you have to do is just come to this website and register. Enter your email address and click submit. Okay? So it starts today for getting in on this contest. So you come down to the bottom here, you can subscribe, okay? If you come here, get on the list, put your name in, email address, subscribe now, all right? Or you can come up here and log in, okay? So you can sign up with Facebook, Google, or email, all right? If you're already subscribed, because I know there's some people who may be already subscribed, you can go ahead and subscribe again. It will enter you in to the contest, because the contest starts now. If you don't live in California, you can make this a family mini vacation. All right, lots to do in California. This concert was inspired by Sister Bayan Guevara, who was a member of GOCC Los Angeles Body. Her mission was to wake up people through her music. Music was her passion, and praising the Most High. All right, the highest table giveaway will include four additional Friday Night Sabbath listeners. Two sisters and two brothers can receive giveaways by subscribing to our website. So there's going to be even more giveaways. So it's not just the two VIP giveaways. You're going to have two brothers and two sisters also on top of that, separate from that, also receive some giveaways. And what they'll be receiving is the Bayan Guevara album, Ahia's Royalty, and you can listen to this music at ahiastable.com, which is this particular site here. Of course, you have music playing down here. Okay, and so you can listen to some of her songs there, here on this website. You also, let me show you the album cover real quick. Okay, so this is the album with the songs here, 11 songs. So you'll get this album. Four people will get this album on top of, separate from the VIP members or the VIP winners. Let me show you, this is the album cover. Highest Royalty. Let's see, what else do we have here? You'll also get the Highest Royalty t-shirt, a swag bag with some goodies, and $15 gift card from Starbucks. So really, you know, entering in, you don't lose anything. You have opportunity to gain free stuff. You get, you know, great music. You can support these sisters and the body, all those that are involved, simply by entering in. So only one submission entry per person. The submission will close 5 p.m. Friday, August 12th, 2022, right? The winners will be pulled and announced via live stream on Bayan Guevara's YouTube channel Sunday, August 14th, 2022, and the winner will receive an email notification. So to watch the actual live stream of the giveaway, of the actual pulling of the names and the winners, you can go to Bayan's YouTube channel to be notified when they go live to announce the winners. Let me give you all the link for the channel. All right, give me one moment here to get that link for you all. Right, so here's the link. That is Sister Bayan's YouTube channel. You can go there, subscribe. That way, when they go live, you'll be aware, and you can, you know, watch the pulling of the names live. All right, and let me see here if we have any more. I think that pretty much sums it up. Families, pass the word that California is having a night of praise and worship in the name of the Most High. Thank you for helping us build the kingdom. Bless you. Okay. So I will play the promo video one more time at the end of this broadcast. So for those that may come in late and they can know all about it, but they'll have to come back to the beginning of this broadcast to get the details. Get the links. The links will be in the description box on YouTube as well as here. Oh, actually, Odyssey. Yeah, I put the links here on Twitch too. But again, the video is here, only lasts 14 days, but you only have a week to enter into this contest, all right? You only have a week, so you want to enter in, subscribe, get in while you can. And for those of you who are looking to go, you can definitely get your tickets. You know where to get them at. You can support, do all those things there on the website, all right? So I believe that pretty much covers that announcement there. So I definitely want to, you know, thank the WADA for Sister Ibada and, you know, working with her and, you know, promoting that here on this broadcast and allowing a contest to take place here. And, you know, so definitely support her, support the brothers and sisters who will be performing there during this time. And, one more thing. So I know a lot of people are saying, well, it doesn't do me any good. I can't go. I got work. I can't afford it, whatever the case may have you. Well, you get all that free stuff, okay? You can give your ticket away, and there's another option. The other option is for those who can't make it, there will be a lot, there will be a stream that you can tune in and watch live for the two VIP winners. So for whatever reason, if you can't go and there's no one you can give your ticket to, you can watch it for free on a stream, those two people, okay? But hopefully both people that win can go to get the full experience, all right? So once you've won, you know, she has your email address. She'll reach out to you, get all the details, make sure that you put your information in correct so when she reaches out to you, there's no problems with that, and you can communicate effectively for retrieving your gifts and all those things, okay? So that covers the announcements. And before we go into the information that we had for tonight, I wanted to go back to our broadcast from last week. Okay. Our broadcast from last week. Pretty sure maybe most of you all caught it, but the broadcast we had from last week, COVID 2.0, the final lockdown. And so really, more so than anything with this broadcast, it was more so of a question. Okay. First question is, are we going into another lockdown? Okay. I want to deal with that tonight before we get started with the information for tonight's topic. And it all connects in some degree. But are we headed for another lockdown? That's the first question. And the second question is, if we are headed for another lockdown, will it be the final lockdown? Okay, meaning that once we're in the lockdown, that it's never going to get uplifted. And of course, if you haven't seen this broadcast, you can go back and check it out. But for those who have seen it, you probably can recollect a lot of things that we discussed, okay, with a lot of things we brought out, showing everything that's happening in our reality right now is far different than what was going on in 2020 when the first lockdown happened. Since that first lockdown, it's been a ripple effect. Supply chain has been greatly impacted, okay? So our supplies and things that we would normally get have been on high demand or out of stock, shortages. You look at the economy, how it's affected the economy. We also have things like so-called war with Ukraine and Russia that they're blaming. A lot of the food shortages and gasoline prices going up, even though gas prices are going down. I mean, the war in Ukraine, according to them, hasn't stopped, yet the gas prices are coming down. And so I need someone to explain to me, if it's because of Russia they went up, why is it going down? Because Russia's still in Ukraine, okay? That's if you really want to believe this whole narrative that they've pumped out there, that's the reason why this stuff is happening, okay? So those are the questions I want to ask. And so I want to deal with some things first. We pull up this here. Get rid of these tabs. All right. So let me deal with some things first when it comes to, are we headed for another lockdown? Let's see what the people are saying when it comes to another lockdown. So someone did a Twitter search, and they searched for lock us down. Okay? Lock us down. I'm gonna make it bigger so you all can see. A whole bunch of tweets came up that had those words in different users' tweets. So let's read what the people think about a lockdown. So here's the first user. It says, I ain't gonna lie, I want us on lockdown, honestly. Okay, so the first user, they want a lockdown. Okay, they're begging for a lockdown. Let's see what the next person has to say. Maybe the next person is saying they don't want the lockdown, or you know, speaking against it in some capacity. So the next person says, lock us down and give us a check, bleep. Okay, lock us down and give us a check. Okay, so two people want a lockdown. Let's look at the third person. Third person says, lock us down and send me my stimmy already, Joe. So this person, it wants the lockdown and a stimulus check. That's what a stimmy means. Okay? And so now, because what happened the first time around, it was a lockdown and people got free money. They didn't have to work. They got unemployment. So yeah, because of that, who wouldn't want a lockdown? If the fear wasn't enough, of course, the money will compromise you to be put back into a captive slave state. Okay? Because with the lockdown, not only is the fear now lessened with these individuals as far as what's the boogeyman out there they can get them, but they also get paid. Let's see what the next person says. Hoping no one was seriously injured at the Mall of America. Just saw the video of the Nike store shooting. Shaking my head. Lock us back down. So this person wants a lockdown not because of COVID or monkeypox. This person wants a lockdown because of mass shootings. So again, since 2020, something that we've been seeing a lot since then, are mass shootings. So again, there's more elements happening now than it was happening in 2020. Mass shootings, now you have monkeypox, whereas in 2020 it was just COVID, Marburg, polio, you know, you name it. All different kind of reasons that people want to be locked down. See the next person. Biden is about to declare monkeypox a public health emergency. Lock us down, Joe, so I can run my savings up. Okay? Lock me down so I get free everything. You're going to suspend my financial aid. You're going to suspend my mortgage. You're going to give me unemployment. You're going to give me stimulus checks. My bank account's about to get fat under this next lockdown. And there's monkeypox out there. So, you know, you would think, okay, by now we would have seen someone saying something bad about locking us down. All right. Next person. 6,000 cases. Not death. No one's dying. They're just cases. Okay, monkeypox isn't a fatal disease. COVID-19 isn't a fatal disease, according to their narrative. It's not fatal. But because of all these cases, lock us down. All right. Still nobody's saying nah to the lockdown. Next person. Hope they lock us down and give us some free paint. All kind of laugh emojis. Yep. Lock us down and give me my money. I'm just showing you this of where people are right now. This society, this generation the state of delusion, the cognitive dissonance and disconnect that people have with reality right now and what's really going on and what they're begging for. Okay? People are begging for slavery. That's what this is going to translate into. Last user here, just lock us down and cut me my check, Joe. Lock us down, cut the check. All right? I want you all to see this. So when we went into the broadcast, okay, we went into the broadcast, COVID 2.0, final lockdown, I asked the question, is another lockdown coming? And if so, will this be the final one? All right. And people are out here begging. That was just a few people. You'd be surprised with maybe some of you have seen it on your social media. You'd be surprised with people out here begging for lockdowns, begging for vaccines, telling you, oh, the vaccines are on short supply. People begging for them, demanding them. Oh, the black community is being, disproportionately affected, and there's not enough vaccine equity because black people are being, not included with making sure that they're the first in line to get the vaccines. All these psychological games being played and said. Okay, so one of the users talked about it, and we're going to talk about it. So you had San Francisco come out and proclaim it. You had New York come out, proclaim it. You had Chicago and Illinois come out and proclaim it. And then after that, you had the White House come out and proclaim it. CNN.com, Biden administration declares a monkeypox outbreak a public health emergency. Public health emergency. Okay? As of yesterday. Now, we've been told that monkeypox is a gay disease. It's a homosexual disease, primarily between men who are dealing with sodomite interactions with each other, which is already an abomination. So you could understand how something like that, what it would bring forth, it would bring forth demons and sickness with sodomite interactions, okay? And so when you look at the homosexual population only makes up about 3% of the population, okay? And it really could only be spread amongst them, and it's very rare to spread, unless there are some deep zones going on between them. Just, being around someone, you can't spread the monkeypox according to their science. Okay? So there has to be some deep, deep zones going on there for that to be spread. So you mean to tell me that 3% of the population that can spread this amongst themselves in a 3% radius of themselves is very hard to spread? That has brought forth a public health emergency for the nation, and really, it makes me ask another question. What is more the stupor? Is monkeypox more of a stupor, or is COVID-19 more of a stupor? They told us in 2020 that there was a coronavirus that was out there. There was the worst pandemic, the worst disease the world ever saw. And similar, if not completely identical, to the cold and flu. And when you look up coronavirus, you see, okay, well, yeah, that's just the cold or flu. So then they switch the name from coronavirus to COVID-19 to try to get away from the coronavirus, to try to say, okay, well, it's COVID-19. But it's still the same symptoms. And typically, most people who when said to have COVID-19 are asymptomatic, meaning they have no symptoms. And it had a 99.9% chance survivability rate. Who are those most impacted in that 0.1%? The elderly, those with comorbidities, those who had underlying health conditions. Those are people that made up the 0.1% of deaths. And then when you look at the numbers, you see that there were less people that died in 2020, and there were more people that died in 2019 before the pandemic, so-called, happened. So is that more of a stupid to believe, for people to have believed that, to then run down to get stuff shut up their nose and stuff shoved in their veins, in their arms? Is that more of a stupor, or is this more of a stupor to where only 3% of the population can really get it? Okay? And it's very hard to contract even amongst them. And the reason why no one's seen anybody with monkeypox, okay? You ain't went nowhere and was walking down the street and be like, oh my God, they got monkeypox, or you at the store, or even, hey, nurses and doctors in the hospitals, call in. It's a public health emergency. If that's the case, you work in a hospital, you have to have seen at least one person with monkeypox, right? At least one, right? So which is more of a stupor? That's the million-dollar question. They're both in stiff competition for what is a bigger manipulation happening here, and what is this going to lead to? Okay, what is this going to lead to? Same thing COVID-19 led to. Speaking of that, on Fortune.com, the fraudster has some things he'd like to say. Fauci has a stark warning for you. Get those COVID vaccines and boosters now, or you're going to get into trouble. Uh-oh. The big bad Fauci. Fauci-nocchio, the man whom we're still looking to find ever a time where he didn't tell the truth. Okay. Like, when is it that this man has still yet to been proven not to have lied about anything? He was looking to get out of Dodge before this next term is up. Now that his job has been solved with his Pinocchio ways, but he has a stark warning for all of you. Get those COVID vaccines and boosters now, or you're going to get into trouble. Anyone who hasn't had all their COVID vaccination shots could be in for a difficult time as the colder seasons approach and the virus continues to spread. America's top doctor has warned. So how many people are going to get the regular seasonal cold or regular seasonal flu and run around, oh my God, I got COVID, or go to the doctor and have something shut up their nose, or even the doctor doesn't got to do that. They can just say, well, you got COVID, just looking at you. You got COVID. I can tell looking at you. And they're going to run and get that shot, get these boosters out of fear, or go get whatever medication, Paxlovid or whatever else. Or they go in the hospital sick, they get put on remdesivir, and they never come out the hospital. It'll be the last time you see them is when they go in. They never come out. You're going to get into trouble. So here comes more of their wizard games from the sorcerers, the wizard and witch games of the fear and mind manipulation for mind control. There are enough people who don't fall in the high-risk categories that if they don't get vaccinated, if they don't get boosted, they're going to get into trouble. Okay, so this is what the Fauci, his Chicken Little, running around screaming the sky is falling. All right. And right now, you have these so-called viruses, monkeypox, COVID, spreading, defying all science in the heat, dead heat of the summer. All this science has been destroyed with their narratives. They're destroying their own science with what they're saying is happening. Okay. All signs. The most worst diseases of mankind. People walking around with asymptomatic symptoms as carriers. No symptoms. No bodies dropping dead in the streets. All right. It's all psychological. So if they make you think you have this stuff, you got it. You got whatever they say that you believe that they tell you got. It don't even have to exist. But because in your mind, you've got into the delusion, it exists. Now, whatever psychology comes with them telling you what it can do to you, like kill you, is coming. So the people that are in big trouble, the people that are going to get into trouble are the people doing exactly this, running head first into the needles, running head first over the cliff, stampeding in at the bottom of the cliff, you know what's waiting? Needles, syringes, vaccines and boosters, scorpion, serpent. That's what's waiting at the end of, so if you survive the fall off the cliff, now you got to survive the valley of the serpents and scorpions that's down there waiting to sting you. That's who's going to get in trouble in all of this. And I want to show this here. So this is what they're telling people monkeypox looks like. Okay? This is the monkeypox. This is the stages. People are getting worried. People are getting scared. Lock us down. Oh, my God. No one's died. It doesn't kill you. Now, again, I'm just saying what they're saying. Okay? We're going to talk about what's really going on. But this is what they say it is. Okay? But no one's dying from this. It's just a skin issue, according to them. No one's asking about the deaths. It's just cases. No one's seen the cases. But what we also have here, skin lesions in an HIV-positive man. So for those who have autoimmune issues, because that's all HIV means, is it's an autoimmune disease, meaning your immune system isn't working properly. Certain things can happen in your body where it thinks it's an allergy and it's not. Your body's attacking itself, or there are certain toxins in your body and you can't fight off the toxins or the bacteria or whatever it is that comes in, the harmful agent, and so you have a breakout in a skin lesion. So they're not telling you that this is the same condition as what they're calling monkeypox, but it gets deeper. Not only is this autoimmune, but there were articles that came out, New York Post, some COVID-19 vaccines could increase risk of HIV, researchers warn. You don't say. So you mean to tell me that COVID-19 vaccines can cause AIDS, can cause HIV? So if that's the case, if they can cause AIDS or HIV, and if this is what they're saying are HIV skin lesions, then can we safely conclude that what's happening right now for people that do break out like this, that they've been affected in their vaccine damage from the COVID-19 shot? You see, so they have to run the monkeypox psyop as people now start to exhibit side effects. Now that we've gone some time, that people have taken this and put this in their veins, and now that the aftermath and blowback starts to happen, they had to have a narrative to push. Here it is, autoimmune. All it is is an autoimmune issue from the COVID-19 shots. Forbes. Researchers warn some COVID-19 vaccines could increase risk of HIV infection. So they're coming out and telling us the COVID-19 shots cause HIV. They cause AIDS. It destroys your immune system. So this image is a person who has compromised immune system, okay, or their immune system is attacking the body as if the body is the enemy, and then these things happen. These are the results of an allergic reaction, like if a person was to drink milk or eat nuts. Okay, you shouldn't be having an allergic action eating something the Most High created. Okay, so if you have allergic reaction to nuts, that means that you have a vaccine damaged body. Your mind and your immune system look at the nut as an enemy. Okay, and this is the result of what happens to some people. Different people are affected in different ways, but these are just how some people get affected. But they're calling it monkeypox. And this is the reason, we're going to go into it in a minute, the reason why they want control of the narrative. We talked about it last Friday, of the monkeypox story. Because when you start getting out and exposing and talking and telling people what's really going on, for one, what's going to come with more? What's going to come with monkeypox? More vaccinations. And if you're showing people that the first vaccine did this and is causing this, then what's going to allow them to be able to push the next wave of monkeypox vaccines to go with your COVID-19 vaccines? They can't push it. And not only that, but you'll wake up to the fact that your COVID-19 shot has now caused this problem in you. All right? What else? So this was October 2020 when they came out and said the COVID-19 shots could cause AIDS. So you can't blame them. They told you. You can't say that you didn't know. They told you what it could do. Can't be mad at them. The devil is going to exempt himself. Believe me, he's going to put it out there in some way, either like this, through movies, TV shows, video games. He's going to put it out there. Okay? Now let's fast forward to this year, January 2022. First patient vaccinated in clinical trial of HIV experimental vaccine that uses Moderna's mRNA technology. So now they're starting AIDS and HIV vaccine testing on people. So not only do you get the monkeypox vaccines coming, you get the AIDS and the HIV vaccines coming because people now have AIDS and HIV from the COVID shots. All right? The COVID shots cause AIDS. It's called vaccine AIDS or VAIDS. We talked about it on this broadcast for this church. We talked about these things. Moderna's HIV vaccine trial will advance many companies' mRNA plan. So they're going all in on the mRNA shots for COVID-19, HIV, and I've even seen where Pfizer and Moderna now coming out and saying that they're looking to now put out mRNA monkeypox vaccines. They're looking to start making those next. All the while, you have the President of the United States who was tested COVID positive 5 days in a row, has no symptoms, but has tested COVID positive. He's quadruple vaccinated. Okay. Then they say there's this new drug called Paxlovid that you can take after you've been quadruple vaccinated, and that's supposed to help you, but even taking that can give you rebound COVID. Like, hold up, rebound COVID? What in the world is rebound COVID? So you mean to tell me I take four shots that you told me if I took, I wouldn't have to worry about none. Okay? I wouldn't have to worry about nothing. And now you're offering me another drug on top of the four shots, and then after taking that drug, I can still get rebound COVID. And no one is asking or saying anything. They're just running down as quick as they can out of fear to the hospital to get whatever the latest thing is for COVID, monkeypox, AIDS, whatever, lining themselves up to die, lining their bodies up to be hosted by demons, and for the lucky or the fortunate few that survive all this will be turned into a super soldier, a universal soldier, cyborg, ready to fight in the devil's army, Lucifer's race, ready to fight in the devil's army against Christ, the angels, and the elect. That's what's going on right now. And then someone over here put a screenshot up. Australia's billion-dollar coronavirus vaccine is scrapped after trial participants return HIV false positives. Oh, is that a false positive, or is it they really got it? It ain't a false positive. So you notice how the testing doesn't cause false positives. Only the scrapped coronavirus vaccine in Australia. Like, hold up, wait a minute. We must go back and retweet this recipe because it's not supposed to show them that they have HIV. They're supposed to have it and not show that they have it. So we need to tweak that part. It says causing order for 51 million doses of the homegrown jab to be terminated. And this was an emergency authorized vaccine. False positives. Oh, don't worry about it. Yeah, you don't have HIV. I know you took the shot, and I know we're going to scrap the shot, but it's a false positive. You don't really have HIV. But yet and still, you looking like this and like this, right? But it's false positive. Nothing to see here, nothing to say here. So we came on last Friday and talked about it. For those that saw it, we came on Odyssey and came on for a little while. WHO calls for censorship on all social media platforms concerning the monkeypox. Well, the name of this was the monkey business. But it was for monkeypox. Because they want to control the whole narrative. They want to control the whole story of what's really going on so that they can get you to line up for more death. And no sooner, the week after the WHO calls for censorship on all social media concerning monkeypox, what happens the week after that? Well, some of you may have heard about this. AP News, Alex Jones concedes Sandy Hoax attack was 100% real. So they got this character, Alex Jones, up in a courtroom looking bugged out of his mind, right? Like, is he even in the building looking like that? Okay? Bugged out his mind talking about Sandy Hook was real in a courtroom. Right? Bugged out his mind. I mean, it's so much theater behind this. It's like watching a movie. Like this whole thing is one big circus. But he's in there now saying, oh yeah, by the way, Sandy Hook is real, making him bow down to the mainstream story . And because he was pushing this story that it was a hoax, now mind you, they got this televised and everything. But you know whose trial they didn't have televised? Ghislaine Maxwell, the pedophile, Epstein Island's girlfriend, wife, whatever, mistress, whoever she is. They didn't have her trial on front and center. But they got Alex Jones' trial on front and center. Well, her trial's secret. Okay, we're going to give R. Kelly 30 years. We're going to give her 20, supposedly. So not only do they have Mr. Conspiracy Theorist himself, the head honcho, the face of conspiracy theories, bowing down to the official narrative of Sandy Hook, what else? What else happens? How does this trial end? ABC Action News. Jury orders Alex Jones to pay Sandy Hook parents more than $4 million for calling 2012 massacre a hoax. So now, not only does he have to admit it was real, because he called it a hoax, he must pay $4 million to the parents of the hoax, folks. What is going on in our reality? Let's watch this video here. Not only are they attaching him to, look how this guy's being used. Okay. Not only is he being used to set a precedent of you're not going to talk against the official narrative, you're going to bow down and accept our narrative, but you're also going to have to pay millions of dollars in damages for not believing the official narrative to the parents. That's the first thing. Second thing is, they're now demanding access to his phones last 2 years to also attach him to the January 6th insurrection attack on the Capitol, which is domestic terrorism. Also within that, now being labeled not only a conspiracy theorist, but a domestic terrorist. Check the dots out, family. Okay? What they're saying is, if you have an alternative view of the mainstream narrative, this is what this trial is doing. You are a domestic terrorist, and you have a price to pay. We're going to start with money first for not believing their narrative. Okay, we'll start with money, but there's a price to pay for you not believing our story. And at the same time, you're going to be linked in with domestic terrorism, domestic terrorist groups, right? Now, they ran Alex Jones off YouTube in 2019, right before the lockdown happened. That was the first thing they did to set a precedent, that they were going to start running people off YouTube who were speaking alternatively using Ron Twitch. The week before this trial, the WHO is calling for all social media platforms to censor anything about monkeypox that's not a part of the official narrative, because they're calling it misinformation and damaging to others. So I hope brothers and sisters can see what's coming and what's happening right now. Mind you, Alex Jones went to trial. This trial was supposed to be about him and his wife. Somehow it went from him and his wife to Sandy Hook to January 6th. Insurrection, attack on Capitol. They went all the way from him and his wife to that, to these things. Because that was the whole point. Got nothing to do with him and his wife. And the reason we came on last week and talked about it, what's coming, the reason why I'm like, look, YouTube, we're going to chill on YouTube for a while. We're going to try to find some other platforms to stream from, because what's about to go down, they have to have full control of the narrative. And let me find it here. They have to gain control of the full narrative, and Satan Schwab called it the great narrative for a better future. So what comes with COVID-19 great reset? He didn't say COVID-19 the great disease or the great virus or the great pandemic. He called it the great reset. That's what this is. It's got nothing to do with the disease. Okay, so people out there still believing in COVID-19 is like believing in Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy. It don't exist. This has to do with resetting all society into the beast. Okay? What comes with that? Taking the beast mark. Putting the infrastructure in place so when the mark is ready to be administered, the whole infrastructure is in place. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the infrastructure that's now been laid that's in conjunction with this great reset. But they have to get control of the narrative. So what do? They roll a guy like Alex Jones in, who's been the main conspirator for over 20 years, make a mockery of him, make him bow down before the Sandy Hoax narrative to get on his knees, to accept it, and we're gonna make you pay $4 million for believing otherwise to their parents. Okay? I hope brothers and sisters understand. And speaking of Satan Swab, the pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world. What does that have to do with COVID-19? What does the pandemic have to do with resetting our world? No, they're use the narrative of a pandemic, that short window of selling people on it, getting them to believe it's real. Don't use that window to put forth everything, because people won't push back. Everything we do, they're going to accept it. And not only that, they're going to beg for it. They're going to beg for it. They're going to beg for the great reset. They're going to beg for the great narrative. High out of their minds, okay, all type of drugs, all type of COVID-19 shots, monkeypox shots, all type of processed foods, sugars, chemicals, dopamines from the fear-based or trauma-based mind control. All these things we've talked about. So just wrapping up, before we go into tonight, it's going to segue right into what we're talking about tonight. Is there another lockdown coming? And if so, and this is the question for you brothers and sisters out there, two questions. Is there another lockdown coming? And if so, will this be the final one? That's the question. Questions to ask ourselves here, okay? But, and I wanted to talk about this real quick. And it's funny because with COVID, a disease that's 99.9% survivable, only attacks the elderly and those are comorbidities in number. They locked the whole world down. But right now, they declared monkeypox a public health emergency. And what's going on in San Francisco right now? Oh yeah. What's going on in San Francisco right now? Let's check this out. It says the gay sex festival in downtown San Francisco will not be canceled due to monkeypox. But you had to stay in your house for 2 years because of COVID. So monkeypox, what they said, it's a gay disease through sodomite, abominable actions going on. And what happens at this gay sex festival in downtown San Francisco? They're doing all the gay abominable, dealing with one another on the street. They're doing this stuff on the street. Stuff that should be behind, if they're going to do that stuff, which is abominable in itself, it should be behind closed doors, like any other type of sexual interaction. But these people are doing this on the street. And when you read the book of Jasher comes to mind of what they were doing on the streets of Sodom and Gomorrah. All right? Sodom and Gomorrah. But in the height or the beginning of this public emergency, this isn't being canceled. No, y'all go ahead and carry on. Okay? But COVID-19, we got to lock the whole world down for that. Y'all go ahead and spread that monkeypox. It says, as monkeypox strikes gay men, officials debate warnings to limit partners. So you can have more than one partner as a gay man, but just limit it some. You know, don't have a lot of partners. You can have a few, just don't have a lot of them. I mean, you want to talk about disgusting. Is where we are at, brothers and sisters, in our society, and guess what? And I'm not saying Alex Jones is a truth teller. The truth tellers are about to be hunted down like criminals. I let people know this week. I went to Twitter jail. I was on Twitter. I put it out there to somebody. Hey, COVID-19, the side effects is the monkeypox. It's called vaccine age. There's no monkeypox out there. And, you know, they put me in Twitter jail, told me your account suspended, put me in Twitter jail for a day. But you got all this kind of stuff going on Twitter. And nobody says anything. Carry on with the abominable behavior. But you talking about monkeypox? No. You're not going to talk about monkeypox and COVID-19. You're not going to say those two words in the same sentence. We're here. We are here. And so this segues perfectly right into tonight's broadcast and the title. Let me get it again. And I want to read some scriptures here. Okay, before I get the title, let me read some scriptures. Let me pull them up to show you Christ warned us about the exact specific reality we're living in right now. Luke 17:26. And it reads, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. So shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage. Now notice here, and I know the elders have gone into this, explaining this. Okay, so people are marrying wives, but it says they were given in marriage. What type of marriage? Because it looks like there's two different type of marriages going on here. Those who would marry wives, and then those who are given in marriage. Well, when you look during the times of Noah, of course, we know that fallen angels came down and they dealt with women and came forth Nephilim. But also you had sodomy, which was looked at as marriage in the days of Noah. And Christ said it'll be the same right before our return, being given in marriage. It's not marriage, but they're being given as if it is marriage. Okay, and just going to show you how this is talking about exactly this type of behavior right here is happening during the times of Noah. It says, until the day Noah entered into the ark, the flood came and destroyed them all. Watch where it follows up. Confirmation. Verse 28. Likewise, meaning also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, They drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So here we have, through California legislation, it first started that a man can now marry a man, and that is considered marriage. Women can marry women. That's considered marriage. Being given into marriage, Nephilim activity, Nephilim sodomite activity going on. Okay? The Most High didn't teach mankind this. The fallen angels taught mankind all type of abominable actions. Angels with women is abominable actions. Men with men, women with women, abominable actions. Yeshua said it would be that, like that before he returned, Christ. So we're here. We are here. And so a broadcast title for tonight, let's get it. Let's get it. Identity in a Digital World, a new chapter in the social contract. Identity in the digital world, a new chapter in the social contract. Okay, so now that we see what's going on in our reality, there has to be a system put in place, a grid, an infrastructure to now control mankind. All right, through the digital means, through the digital technology, the beast system. And a contract, the Bible calls it the mark of the beast, a social contract, meaning you will be judged upon what you say, what you think, what you believe. You will be given a score, a beast, and based upon that score will determine your ability to operate in this reality, in this grid, in this metaverse. Okay, this alternate reality where you're so far removed from your body, you're in that sunken place, and you have a legion of demons in control of your body. Okay, I think I described it like this before. It's like you being hogtied, tied up in the back of your trunk of your car, and demons are driving your car and driving you all over the place, eventually over the cliff. Could you imagine that? You're in a car with criminals at the wheel, in the passenger seat, and you're in the back of the trunk, hogtied, and they're headed for the biggest cliff they can find to drive all y'all over to the death. That's what it's going to be when now you talk about the vaccines, okay? What the vaccines are now preparing the body for. They have now the 5G grid in place. And you will have a contract with the beast, an agreement to bow down, worship the beast, agree to everything. And you won't have a choice because you'll be totally controlled anyway. And your identity will be digital. Your consciousness will be uploaded to a server, to the cloud. And so I have a video here to review. And I know we recently talked, speaking about the censoring and the attack on the righteous. We talked about Dr. Carrie Madej and how she was recently in a crash that almost ended her life, greatly injured in a small plane crash. And now she's back to talk about the next, you know, not necessarily, you know, what happened to her, but the next phase of all this, what's going on. And if those out there that don't know, this doctor, she actually calls on the name Yeshua. She's a Christian. And, you know, some people may say, well, you know, she doesn't call on the, you know, those in our church. Well, that's not the Most High. I mean, that's not the Son's real name. It's Yeshua. Well, it was one point back in 2008 and before that, that I thought the name was Yeshua. All right. So just because she may think that that's the name now doesn't mean that, you know, we look down on her or discredit her or anything like that. That's just what the information she has right now. Just as it was the information I had at the time before I, of course, happened across the church videos and learned, you know, that that name was incorrect and got more better understanding on what the name was. But nonetheless, you know, there are works that can't be denied that are works of righteous sake with her. So I just want to put that out there that, you know, for those people, I know sometimes people scrutinize others and look down. We can't do that, okay? Because you don't know, you know, these people may have the same way how down the road you may run into them and be able to help them with this knowledge. They have stuff that they can help us with. They're helping us with stuff now by giving us this information, okay? The scriptures tell you that Gentiles will come to our aid. But it also tells you they shall cleave to Jacob. So we both need each other. We have something they don't have, and they have something we don't have. They have the riches of this world. They have the resources of this world. We don't got that. They have the access. Okay, the scriptures tell you about making friends of the unrighteous mammon. Okay? So, but we have something that can actually benefit them after this world and life is over with the true gospel of Christ, which will grant them salvation. Okay? So it's a partnership. But I just wanted to put that out there. But she has, there's a video here we're going to review, which is going to go into our topic for tonight. Identity in a digital world, a new chapter in the social contract. So I'm going to show this video, and I'm going to chime in throughout the video, and then afterwards we're going to bring up a PDF and go through the PDF that's discussed in this particular video here. All right, so let me go ahead and get this started. 1 second. All right, so let me fast forward a little bit here. I just don't want to miss the beginning of kind of how she starts this off. So he said that they're building cameras all over the world for surveillance, and this is going to be a digital concentration camp. All right, she started out talking about, hey, I was looking around the lights, these weird colored lights, black lights, ultraviolet lights, whatever, they were weird, and she came across this man. He's going to break it all down, what's going on. Okay, and how this all ties together with the COVID-19 vaccine. He said, so the smart city infrastructure and grid is far more out advanced and outpaced than it is in America. That's because right now you look at Canada, what's going on, even with COVID-19. Even with the gun control, like they're putting stuff in they want to do in America, but they're using Canada as like a test and as a means to, you know, be able to do it before they do it in America. Okay, Canada, Australia, places like that. But he's saying Canada is way far surpassed and advanced than America is, but it's quickly, you know, advancing in America as well. Now, this man, he actually has put a lot of development into the camera technology that is in our phones. Okay? When you look at his resume, so a lot of the technology that you see in the phone around the camera is from him. He's had a hand in all that. So if anybody's going to know, he's an expert. He's going to know all about this technology. So again, how do they sell us on these types of traps and tricks? It's always a boogeyman. You need to do this in order to protect you from this. Okay? Convenience, safety, and security to catch the bad guy. So you'll be all for what's being created to destroy you. Again, they use other countries, Canada, in this case China, to get these things started and to perfect it. And they continue to chip away and break down a country like America and slowly build you up to this. And before you know it, you're in the web, caught, and the spider is ready to sink its jaws for the kill. Okay, so this is what really exploded over in China is this particular infrastructure and system. And it's for behavioral control. So with the social credit system, what it does is it allows them to groom you into beast-compliant behaviors. Okay? Beast-compliant behaviors, just like Alex Jones. Okay? What do you think Alex Jones' social credit score would be in China? He'd be in the negative. Nobody wants to be in the negative. You want to be high in the positive. So in order to do that, you must act a certain type of way. So it's grooming you into the perfect pet for the beast. So while they're diluting the dollar, they're installing infrastructures in, let's say that again, because remember, they're giving all this money over to Ukraine. They're diluting the dollar, they're making the hoard naked, and they're installing the infrastructure of what? Let's say that one more time. Remember that? Remember when COLA was announced? And the world went to sleep and was focused on COVID-19, what were they doing during the lockdown? We talked about it. Let's see what he breaks down. They were installing cameras and smart city infrastructure like 5G. Remember, the 5G workers had all kind of work during COVID-19. No one else could go outside, but they could go outside. They were immune to COVID-19 because they worked for 5G. Okay, whatever science that is, that they're immune from the smart virus. So they're not surveillance cameras. If that's not bad enough, they're data collection cameras. They're not just watching you and seeing what you're doing. They're collecting information on you and being stored in a database or a brain, a central hub, a central brain of information. So no more cameras are being surveilled with human eyes. Now, you have smart eyes or artificial intelligence. The AI demonic bots are the ones watching. And you may have one person sitting up in a computer lab somewhere, and the AI may talk to them and tell them, hey, check this out. Something that they can intelligently detect that needs to be identified. Okay, so the AI is in full control. Skynet, as those who are familiar with the TV or the movie Terminator series. Now remember, the devil said he will be like the Most High. What does the Most High have? He has angels who are his eyes, who report back to him. Well, the devil, he can't operate so much in that type of capacity. So what does he use? He uses technology, the AI. Okay, those are his angels. Those are his eyes, the demon technology or the demon AI bots. Okay, they're the watchers for him. Just like the Most High, we are never alone. Our guardian angel is always watching us. And he said, when are we ever alone? Never. From the moment you leave your house to the time you return at night, you are being watched by the beast. So now, this is your new prisons. Okay, you don't have to have prison guards on watch, you know, making their rounds. You have a circular prison with an all-seeing eye surveillance center in the middle, and they can look out and see every prisoner in the facility with the all-seeing eye on the tower. So the smart city, in the term of internet of eyes, we talked about internet of bodies, internet of things, but how about the internet of eyes, so where there are cameras on everything, your stoplights, your cars, your phones, okay? Everything, as you notice, just take a look at some things you have and see if it has a camera on it, your computers. Your street lights, even things that you may not even realize. There's cameras there. There's cameras there. Satellites in the sky. Okay, these are the devil's eyes. So he can be like the Most High. So now let's talk about the smart lights, okay, the smart poles, these purple lights, these black lights, these weird colored lights that are now on our streets and on our highways. And sometimes they may be regular color, we don't notice it, but they are not regular lights, okay? We are being surrounded and entrenched on every side and don't know it. And this is what Christ was speaking about. It's just that now the devil has stepped his game up to a whole other level of technology, getting back to the times before the flood. So these are smart poles. And look at all the accessories and things that these smart poles have the capability of doing. Okay? These are not lights. What does that sound like, brothers and sisters? This digital identity, let's hear it again, wants to do all of what? He's going to run down a list. What does this sound like? What it's going to give you access and allow you to do? Your health care. Your digital identity will be used to identify your health care, your benefits. Internet login. Without the digital identity, you're not going to be able to log into the internet. And so the question we must ask ourselves, what are they going to use to make this fluid? Okay? Make this fluid across their technology to authenticate with people. Your access to the internet through your digital identity, your health benefits through your digital identity. This is the reason why everything has gone digital. Obamacare came. No more, healthcare, primary health physicians. No, your records have now become digital, and they're actually transparent across all health providers. Okay, so now your health records are now digitized. Your benefits, digitized, telecommunications, digital. When you want to buy food, you will not be able to buy food without the digital identity. Again, what does this sound like? Anything you want to do in life has to be certified through the digital identity. This is your social contract with the beast to have access to this grid. Uh-oh. So not only does it give you access to eat, internet, it's also going to be linked to currency. Uh-oh. It's all starting to make perfect sense, ain't it? And this is the reason why they had to make blockchain and crypto and Bitcoin, all that. Remember 2020? As soon as 2020 hit, everybody was crypto. Before that, no one was talking about crypto. There was this huge rush as soon as 2020 and the lockdown happened. Everybody was like a crypto fanatic. Okay, and he's talking about carbon credits. So also within your social credit score will be carbon credits. How much carbon are you emitting? How much carbon are you consuming? Remember, WS talked about they're getting an app, a carbon tracking app at the last Davos, and that carbon tracking app is going to tell what your carbon footprint is. You're going to be graded off that too. And your vaccine status. It's going to monitor your behavior. Okay. And it's going to monitor your vaccine status. Have you got the last booster of COVID-19, monkeypox, Marburg, polio, whatever the hot diseases of the week, you must get the booster that week, because the only way you're fully vaccinated is you must stay up to date with the software as it upgrades, like you do with your phone or your computer. When it's time to upgrade, you got to download the new software. Well, that's your vaccines. To control people and make them do whatever needs to be done. You are a Manchurian, universal super soldier, okay? And you are liable to do anything at the drop of a dime that the beast commands. Invasion of the body snatchers. Yeah, who of us, first of all, knew about this contract, okay? And then for those that knew, which is probably only them, who agreed to this contract being rolled out? It's the beast contract. You must sign up for it through the digital identity if you want to be down with the beast. You say that again. All day long, it's like you're going to be faced with lock after lock. And your facial recognition is going to unlock the locks for you to be able to access your reality. When you go to the grocery store, the supermarket, your faith is going to allow you to unlock these doors to get stuff out from behind the doors. So your carbon credits, okay, if you've already had too much beef for the month or for the week, then you don't get to eat beef. It won't open because you're out of carbon credits. You have to eat bugs or the Soylent Green, whatever that is, the processed Beyond Meat. Okay, no beef today. You must eat Beyond Meat because your carbon credits. You only get so many carbon credits. Okay? She had too much sugar. The orange juice door opened. Now that's not necessarily a bad thing. A lot of people do consume way too much sugar, but if it's fruit and you're not consuming just so much fruit, then that's not a bad thing. But nonetheless, it's just telling you that there are certain things if you've had too much of, you're not going to get. Okay. Your credits have expired for the month. Come back next month to get whatever it is you want now. It's going to be through the central banking smart currency, which is smart contracts. So they're incentivized to make money. These companies that are putting this technology in, for every face that's red, they get a kickback. They get an incentive for every face that's scanned. That's how they're making their money. Probably not the only way, but that's one of the ways they're making their money. So it's in their best interest to scan as many faces as they can. They're going to geofence the world. Where you can fly and how far you can fly and how frequently you can fly is going to depend on your digital identity. So they're going to control your ability to travel. How far you can drive? Are your carbon credits good? Because driving cars means carbon. Even if it's an electric car, electricity is produced through carbon fuels. Okay, so you're not going to be able to drive wherever you want all the time. You're going to have a cap. How far you can walk? Because every step you take, it can cause you to breathe an extra breath. And that breath is carbon. See, this is what the whole climate change is all about. The net zero emissions. If they're using these things as things in nature, like sickness and weather, they're using them as an excuse to put this system in place. We'll say COVID-19, climate change, all this stuff, but we don't realize that it's got nothing to do with that. It's got all these things to do with control, controlling you. Who you can communicate with? Well, you know what? You've made too many calls this week. You don't get to make any more calls. Or you called this person too many times this month. You have to wait till next month before you can call them again. Geofencing in the metaverse. So you may have 1,000 people that are, you know, in your social media circle, but when you post something, only 200 will see it. That's a shadow ban. All right. They make sure that whatever you put up, and if you're not subscribed, and hit the bell, and if You haven't been tagged, and you don't know that person's putting anything out. You just think that they're quiet, but they're putting stuff out. You're just being censored from it. It's already happening now. Okay, so here comes the Trojan horse. From cradle to grave, they're going to own the kid. Notice everything that's happening right now when it comes to children. Okay? They're doing all these things and agendas right now to get total control of your children. And now we understand why this generation, when you look at this current generation of children, why they're so lost. Because this is the world they're being brought up in with the technology and the social engineering and all these things going on. And this generation's youth are totally disconnected from reality. They have no connection to the generation before. And that was never the case. We always had at least a connection with the generation before us, and oftentimes to the generations, multiple generations before us. But these children now have no connection to anything before maybe 5 years ago. Okay, they couldn't tell you what happened when they were kids. They only keep up with the latest, and they erase it out of their memory. So no connection to the ancestors. Only a connection to the beast. So they're using artificial intelligence in the games to manipulate and social engineer the behavior of children. Your children are being socially engineered and groomed for the beast with this technology in their schools. That's why it's very important parents are very cognitive to what their children are getting access to. It's not like how it was, you know, when you were growing up. The world is different, okay? You could put your kid in a room, let them play with toys, just to worry about anything. But now, that ain't the case, because all this stuff is artificial intelligence ran with a camera on it, okay? Or some type of circuitry in it, and some type of electronic device that's smart. If you don't take your vaccines, you're not going to be able to communicate in the future. Okay, total beef compliance to get privileges and benefits. And right now, the people are begging for the lockdown. They're begging for the slave system and fiat currency. That's what they're begging for right now. Laziness, so they can be home and be lazy and be on their beast phone 24/7, acting a fool on TikTok, waiting on the stimulus check to come in, while the beast gets bigger and bigger and more hungry in their slumber. And there it goes, the Minority Report. Quotations around minority. We talked about the predictive programming. Well, how about predictive policing? The pre-crime. Where the AI is going to say that they predicted you were going to do a crime before you did it, and now you are being arrested and given a life or death sentence. He said, so once the digital identity is accepted by society, it's game over. Well, I would have to say the game is already over because people have already accepted it. They're begging for it. So we're already here. Okay, they've taken the beast juice in their veins. They've given themselves over to the beast, and they want more beast, more juice. So this is their equation, BCD equals AHH. Biological knowledge, that's the DNA. And then using the mRNA and all those type of things to get control over, over your biology. C is compute power. Okay, so they're putting in the graphene oxide, the nanobots, the infrastructure, and the data. They're collecting all the information. And a lot of times you're volunteering the information all on social media, put tagging the location you're at. I'm here, I'm there. Put your, you know, birthday out there, your social security, all the stuff. You're putting it all out there. So if everyone else got it, you know the beast got it. But by doing so, this then gives them the ability, this gives the beast the ability to hack humans. Okay? You've given them access, and now they can hack you. Okay? Your genetics have been hacked by the mRNA. Your carbon has been hacked. The blood test, the DNA test, the vaccines. Oh, yeah, give it all up for the beast so we can eat and devour. The artificial intelligence is the beast. Let's say that again. It's artificial intelligence is really the beast. The beast needs food. Gotta feed the beast. And the food is your data. Information about you. The smart city is the data conduit. That's where all the data is collected, in the smart city. The reason why, like the scriptures say about fleeing, if you're persecuted from one city to the next, being pilgrims, we must get off grid to survive. Because there's only one way you're going to survive, in the beast grid. Okay? And you will be devoured spiritually, day and night, attached to the beast grid through the mark and its technology. So we must starve the beast. A digital prison or a digital gulag is what they are creating. This will be the what? Now, I didn't know he said the final lockdown, and of course, that was a question that was being asked. Are we going into the final lockdown? Right? There it is. So it isn't a matter of when it's the final lockdown, but or if, but more so when. The final lockdown is coming. And with all the stuff he's saying, you have to ask yourself, are we not already here? All things considered, doesn't mean that they're finished perfecting it, but do they not already have it to some degree to where they can get the party started and continue to slowly squeeze mankind this direction, you know, going into a soft lockdown and making it harder and harder by day, by every day. Silent weapons, invisible chains. All right, so we're going to stop there because we have, you know, still more to go, more information to go through. And so I want to bring up this PDF, which is in some capacity what he went over. Identity in a Digital World, a New Chapter in the Social Contract. And of course, brothers and sisters, who else other than the World Economic Forum, WEF, is this presented and brought to you by? It seems like this company right here, they've been around for a while, but it seems like they just, I mean, took total control. And I guess the name World Economic Forum, you know, is the perfect name, but you don't have to go too far from them to find out what's going on. What's really going on is just study this organization and you have a clear idea of what their plans are and that they're in control of the narrative and everything else that's going on. Committed to improving the state of the world. In whose eyes? Oh, yeah. And this is where they get you right here. They get you with your children. Right? They get you. And this is who they're after. They make you think that they care about your children. But this is who they're after. This is sinister. If you really knew why they had this picture up here. Of course, you have some quotes up here, from different corporations about digital identity. And I'm just going to skim through this because, of course, you can find this PDF online, but for time's sake, I'm gonna skim through this PDF. It's 38 pages long, and if you read one of the WEF's PDFs or the white papers or any of these guys, Bill Gates, Ray Kurzweil, any of them, it all starts to sound the same after a while. It says here, as more people, devices, and associated personal data get online, there is a growing focus on a foundational element of this new digital environment, our identities. The ability to prove we are who we say we are will increasingly determine our opportunities to establish trust with each other and to carry out meaningful interactions in a digital economy. All over the world, a growing number of organizations from the public and private sectors are advancing systems that establish and verify digital identities for people, devices, and other entities. This community is expanding in scope beyond traditional identity practitioners to include a broader set of actors exploring the promises and perils of digital identities from domains such as healthcare, financial services, humanitarian responses, and more. Yet we are still learning what identity in a digital world means. We are also still evolving policies and practices on how best to collect, process, or use identity-related data in ways that empower individuals without infringing on their freedoms or causing them harm. There is significant room to improve how identity data is handled online and how much control individuals have in the process. At the World Economic Forum's annual meeting 2018 in Davos, so this was in 2018 that this initiative and this white paper came out. But it was at Davos. It talked about Davos 2022, right? It says a diverse group of public and private stakeholders committed to sharing cooperation on advancing good user-centric digital identities. Since then, a broader group of stakeholders has joined this conversation. Experts, policymakers, business executives, practitioners, rights advocates, humanitarian organizations, and civil society. This publication reflects their collective insights, synthesized and translated into a format useful for decision makers and practitioners. It takes stock of where we are today and identifies gaps in coordination across sectors and stakeholders. It outlines what we've learned to date on what user centricity means and how to uphold it in practice. It attempts to offer a shared working agenda for leaders, an initial list of immediate term priority actions that demand cooperation. It reflects, in short, the first stage in collective learning and the creation of shared goals and paths. We urgently need deeper cooperation to shape user-centric identities. Otherwise, we risk aggravating it for creating digital divides, as well as failing to provide citizens and consumers with the opportunities that the fourth industrial revolution, how many times have we talked about that here, presents. We hope this publication serves as a reference point to advance such cooperation. See, the devil cannot build the Tower of Babel without mankind's help. Okay, he needs mankind's cooperation and help to build this Tower of Babel, to get him back out into the heavens. Okay, he cannot control mankind without mankind's cooperation to put a system, a digital prison around himself, a digital web around himself to be controlled. So we are actually digging our own graves in building this beast system. At one point or another, we've all done it. So that's the reason why the devil gets mad. Once we get baptized, we repent, start building the kingdom of heaven, because now we're taking bricks out of that Tower of Babel and putting it into the kingdom. And that's when the attacks come, the mysterious plane crashes and the, you know, social media strikes and suspensions and terminations and all these things start to happen. You start to get serious attacks. And, you know, I've seen some people while I was, we were watching the review of the video we just got done watching. I was seeing some people in the chat talking about fear, and I've seen some, you know, someone talk about this is stressful. Well, again, we don't have to stress this over and over, family. What they're doing is for the unrighteous. All of this is being created. The snares, the traps, is to catch the unrighteous. Okay? To catch the unsuspecting, the slumbering, the surfeiters, the gluttonous. So if you're righteous, none of this stuff scares you. If you're righteous, none of this stuff stresses you out. You take the knowledge, you process it, and then you do the best of what you can in the reality and what we're in. And you got to put your hand to the plow and just go to work. Put your head down and work. Yeshua Christ said, when he comes back, let me come back and find you working. So if you're working and you're doing the best you can and you're doing all that you can do, all you can be, everything else goes in the Father's hands. Okay? We don't got time to be getting caught up and worrying about stuff we can't control. All right? It says here, executive summary. Our identity is literally who we are as the digital technology of the fourth industrial revolution advance. Our identity is increasingly digital. So this goes to show you, they've been planning this for a long time. This was 4 years ago. So this is like their version of the Bible. They're telling you the future way in advance. And then just so happens that's the future that then comes to pass. You take a look around and do some research, or you just look in your reality and you see, like, dang, the white papers they wrote 20, 30, 40 years ago is here. The sci-fi movies, the TV shows, the Star Trek, all these things is here now. Okay, so this isn't something that is just something they hope to accomplish. This is something they're telling you they're going to do. This isn't just an idea. This is their agenda. It says, this digital identity determines what products, services, and information we can access, or conversely, what is closed off to us. As digital services explode and billions of elements in our everyday lives become connected to the internet, individuals are losing control of how they are represented digitally in their interactions with institutions. Others lack any digital identity at all, essentially excluding them from digital life. So look at how they try to sell it to you. Oh, you're being disconnected digitally. You're losing control of you as an individual digitally. How unfair to you. We need to give you a digital identity. See? Eat the fruit. You shall not surely die. How the devil operates. He gets you comfortable in the deception and thinking that what he's telling you is good, it's bad. Hence the reason right now we got people begging for lockdowns. If nothing else, to get stimulus money and to continue getting their unemployment checks, because they're not working. It's hiring now, job signs everywhere, every business you go to right now. It says here, the result is a challenge to the social contracts that govern the relationships between individuals and institutions in a digital world. If we fail to act now, we could face a future in which digital identity widens the divide between the digital haves and have-nots. So what they're telling you is that they're the haves, and they're going to continue down this digital path. And if you don't continue with them, you're going to be the have-nots. And they don't want that. They want you to be part of the haves. They want you to have the mark of the beast in you. They don't want you to be excluded from that. This is how we get there. All right? That's the translation. All right? And again, who asked for any of this? They're doing, like, they're cramming all this, you know, beast system and, you know, sodomy and transgender. They're cramming all this down our throats 24/7. No one asked for any of this. It says, or a future where nearly all individuals lack choice, trust, and rights in the online world. And you don't want to lose your rights or your choices. Your freedom, like freedom of speech, sound like that's happening now. Okay, when this is the company that said you will own nothing and be happy. So they try to sell you as if you're going to lose if you don't do this, but you're going to lose even if you do. Okay, so there's a lot here. A whole lot. I mean, you could probably spend hours just going through and breaking down this paper. I'm just reading some little snippets here and there. And for those of you all, you can actually read it on your own time. But check this out. They say a picture says 1,000 words. They have a light bulb with a brain inside lit up like a Christmas tree. Okay? They have a bright idea. It's to control your brain. Control your thoughts. How are they going to do that? Stay tuned. We're going to talk about how they're going to make all this digital identity and the social contract with the beast. We're gonna go into how they're gonna make it all come together, put the infrastructure in place, and then they have one final nail in the coffin, the straw that broke the camel's back, that's gonna make all this just come together like clockwork. The Case for Good Digital Identity, Chapter 1. Oh, here goes the kids once again. Do it for the children. Do it for the kids. Identity, Shaping Social Contracts. So all this is a program and an indoctrination into social engineering into the digital beast system. Okay, getting you authenticated with the beast. You don't want to be out of authentication with the beast. And we've seen this graph in the video. Healthcare, digitized. Smart cities, you're going to make your cities digital. Electronic. Telecommunications, digital. Government, I mean, it's to the point now where, hey, we, from going forward, we may only have digital mail-in ballots and elections. Social platforms, e-commerce, humanitarian response. Oh, how about digital travel and mobility? Yeah, you want to take a trip? It'll be like Total Recall, where he wanted to go to Mars, but he went to Mars through the virtual reality and the metaverse. So if you want to travel, you're going to have to go into the metaverse to travel. You don't get to go on a plane because planes produce carbon. You don't get to go in a car because cars produce carbon. Hey, you don't even get to walk because with each walk, it's going to cause you to breathe, which is causing carbon. So the only way you get to travel is you got to hook up to the beast system, okay, through the Neuralink into the metaverse to travel. So digital travel. How about food and sustainability? Oh, yeah, digital food, digitized food, food created in a lab by artificial intelligence. The Soylent Green. When the people die, we just recycle them and feed them to the people that are alive. That's your Soylent Green. It's a killing two birds with one stone scenario. We got all these dead bodies to get rid of. Hey, grind them up. People are hungry, feed it to the hungry people. Two birds with one stone. More and more I'm seeing online how, and maybe you all have seen this, to where more and more they're talking about how great cannibalism is and how we need to bring it back, and there's a time and you know when it's good for society. Getting people used to the zombie brain eating and eating people. And of course, we know your online banking with your financial services are digitized, where you don't even deal with physical money anymore. And then it comes in your crypto. Okay, and what you in a totally digital world. Nothing else is real anymore. It's just all digital. The digital haves and have-nots, and they're not bashful and shy of laying it all out and showing you. You can't say you didn't know what they were doing and what future they were building for you. All right. So just skimming through this here. Still have some more things to talk about and add to all this. And they got a good old plan. Could good look like? What could good look like? Right? Doing digital identity better. Okay, they need to do it better. So as you can see, this thing is laid all the way out. Oh yeah, what's going on right now with this situation? Supply chain, and they'll blame it on, well, we need a digital